pretty bad teams and you've been on some good teams. And I was wondering whether if you can kind of really appreciate this time of year because of the opportunity it presents, you know, just because of your different experiences in the past. You know, you have kind of a special appreciation for the playoffs because of that?
No matter what journey you come down or what role you know you taking. Whenever you make it to the playoffs, whether it be your first year as a rookie or for myself in the last 4 years of my career, it's always a great, great feeling because of the work you put in and how hard it is to get here. So I'm very, very blessed to be in the playoffs once again, to have a chance to be in the tournament, to play for the ultimate prize. And that's what we're all in it for, and that's what we signed up for.
Do you learn that more over the course of your career, you know, as you realize how tough it is to win in the postseason?
Well, I know how tough it is to win, and that's, you know, what myself and all the veterans try to relate to the younger guys is that this is not something that happens every year, you know. Granted, you know, we have a good team. In the last 2 years, we've been in the playoffs. For a rookie last year, this is his second year in the league, second time in the playoffs. So for him, he thinks it's like this every year, but it's not. So you have to keep reminding these guys that don't take it for granted, don't get complacent, always continue to work because you never know if you're ever going to get here again, and that these opportunities are hard to come by. They're not as easy as it seems. So never take nobody lightly and always be grateful that you're here. I knew he was like that before I walked in the locker room. You know, we as players, we talk. You know, you text or you talk, and you're on the phone, all that kind of stuff, and you hear in other guys' locker rooms about other guys. And, you know, the only thing that came out of his locker room was that Robert Mathis is a leader, you know, and he's an even better person than he is a football player. And those are the kind of things that I was hearing from, you know, from around the way. And then when I got here, the moment I shook his hand and looked him in his eyes, I knew everything that I've heard about him was true. So it was just a great, great, you know, opportunity and a great chance to play alongside a guy like him. The way he rushes the passer, the way he approaches his craft is just phenomenal. And it's just a good time to be playing next to him.
What do you recall about the feeling you had after the championship? I think it was a championship game in New England when Cundiff missed the kick. What do you recall about it? Do you feel
sense
like
of
you
the
owe
loss.
This guy something?
The sense of the loss. You know, you know when you're that close, you know, and to lose the game is always hurtful, you know, and that's just what it is. So let's just take it as a loss and move on.
There was a really good photo of you and Coach Pagano after the game last week in the breaks, and I was curious about just with the history you have with him, how special was it to be at that point with him? And then also just how important was it when you decided to make a decision to kind of follow him here, you know, what I mean? Like, what kind of leader is he and how much faith do you have in him?
I got a lot of faith in Chuck, you know, just – besides being a coach, he's a good person, good man, family-oriented goals, like to have fun, and it's just the life of a room when he walks in it. And that's the kind of personality that I presume, the kind of attitude that I portray, and we just kind of click. And so, you know, we had a great time in Baltimore as far as a position coach, and then when he transferred to the coordinator, our connection grew tighter. Coming here, knowing the situation that, you know, what it was and the kind of team previous before we got over here, didn't even matter to me because Chuck was in this position, and I know whatever he was going to do was going to be great. And our relationship is just tight like that. So went ahead and came here and just went on this journey. We got there last year, and, you know, our goal was to win until he got back on the sideline. We did it, got in the playoffs. It was a short stint, but it was great to have him. Follow that train this year. I mean, we just kept on rolling, kept winning, you know, learning from our tough losses and bouncing back. But getting to the playoffs is not just excited just to get in, but we want to get in and win and keep winning. And having that victory last week was just phenomenal. Him and I, we just shared a moment because we talked about it a lot outside of this building. And it's just good to get a win. So we want another picture like that this week, and that's what we're going to be shooting for.
A lot of your younger teammates don't really have a sense of what Colts Patriots has been over the years. You've been in the league. You've seen it. You know, is there any sense of that with this team? Is there any automatic, hey, it's the Patriots, therefore it's even bigger than it is?
No. Those teams are those teams of the past. this is a new team. You know, this is, and this you know, Coach 2013 team. So those teams, you know, they have their history, they have their deals in the past, but this here is new. This is our time. This is their time or whatever. These are two different teams, opposite of what, you know, the past has shown. It's not a whole hoopla about it's the Patriots, this, that, and the other. We played great teams this year, and we beat them. You know, this is just another opportunity for us to play against a great team and go out there and try to beat them, you know, to get to the championship. And that's where it's all about. They're going to try to beat us, and we got to try to beat them. Everybody go out, got to go out on the field and play with a sense of urgency, have a tempo going on. And you win, you keep going. You lose, and you go home. So it ain't about all the past stuff. It's about right now. So, and, you know, we ain't trying to pump the guys up about that. It's about going out there, doing what we've been doing this year, and just continue to be successful at it.
There was a lot of huge game last week, especially against the run. I know you graded out really, really well. How important is it going to be to keep their running game under some control?
First and foremost, the biggest thing is always stop the run. They have two good backs in the backfield, Blunt, really, and those guys run in between the tackles and they run outside, you know, the tackle box really well. You know, the challenge is in the trenches, period. We have to out-physical, out-play, and out-hustle the offensive line to get to the ball carrier, period. No ands or buts about it. These games now going towards the Super Bowl, the game is won in the trenches, and you have to compete and stop the run. And, you know, just like last week and just like we won, I mean, all the way up until now, you don't stop the run, you have no chance of being successful. So that's what we got to do.
You guys this year have faced a lot of great opponents and have beaten them. What's allowed you guys to do that, maybe about your mentality or whatever, to allow you to rise to the occasion in those big games?
Just the guys in this locker room, this team, this makeup. Chuck setting the foundation back in April 15th, you know, believing in one another, not judging, pointing fingers, you know, saying you ain't doing this, you ain't doing that. It's, you know what, it's my mistake, fellas. I let y'all down. I'm going to get y'all back next play. It's the sense of family. It's what we do in this locker room that you guys don't understand. It's just this, I mean, we lay our lives on the line for each other, man, every single day. And when you got a group of men that do that on a daily basis, a tightness, a bond starts to develop amongst those guys. And there's nothing that can break that. And so when we go out there with that unit, that tightness, that camaraderie, you don't want to let your man down. And so, yes, we've played a lot of good teams this year. Yes, we beat them, you know, but that's what we did. It's the next mission is now the Patriots, and what we got to do, everybody buying in to win this game, period, and that's what we got to do.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Phil.
He's been, four places?
Yes.
Is this exceptional?
Or
is this different?
It's different for this year. You know, these brothers are different than the ones last year. And it's like that every year. You know, no team is the same every year. You know, new faces come in and go. So this year, 2013, Coach family, we're tight. You know, and next year, you know, who knows? But right now, we're just bracing this moment, bracing this year as much as we can, because these guys won't be in the locker room next year. You know, and we all know that. We know the nature of the beast. So we just try to enjoy each other's time, continue to keep winning, and making memories.
Would that necessarily tighter or more intense than other places?
No, every place, every building has its own uniqueness amongst the family. And for that one year, you're tight. And then that next year, you got to build that back up. Every year, you got to break down and build back up. And that's how you build back up, is determines if you're going to be successful or not.
Did it require a leap of faith for you to come here after a 2-14 season?
Of course. And that's why I said, you know, it wasn't about the previous record, you know, before Chuck came over here. You know, it's knowing the fact that he was here and was deemed the head coach is the reason why I came here. Hands down, no and ifs or buts about it.
You played a lot of different places. How difficult is it to play at Gillette Stadium, especially knowing that you'll play?
It's difficult to play in any stadium on the road. It ain't just that stadium. So you just got to go in there, weather the storm, weather the elements, weather the crowd, and everything. Just, you got to go in there and just play hard. And just like any other stadium you play on the road, you got to go in there and play mistake-free football and play hard.
You guys have been able to come back a lot and win games in different situations. Is it safe to say that's basically the last thing you want to try to have to do this week? fall, try to come back.
If that's what we got to do, then so be it. I don't want it to be that way. I want to blow people out 50-0. I'm a defensive-minded kind of guy. I don't want nobody to score. You know, I don't want nobody to run on us. But if it comes down to it, if we got to crawl out 21-point deficit, then we got to do it. Whatever it takes, get the job done, period. I don't care if we're winning and keeping them off the scoreboard or we're losing and we got to get on the scoreboard. We got to go out there and play hard no matter what. So it ain't about all that. It's just whatever it takes, bro. Whatever situation is given to us, we don't judge. We just keep playing. And at the end of the game, when the score reads 0-0, see who got the most points.